This podcast is a production of Bridges Church. Please visit us at www.bridgeschurch.net.
Good morning, everybody. That's good. Not bad. Good. You guys are awesome, church. I love you guys because you're willing to go wherever we go, whether we're in the auditorium or the media center or now down here. You just kind of go and you figure it out. But the main thing that I really love about you, love to worship. Again, it doesn't matter what setting we're in. You're just here to worship and focus on Jesus. And one of the things we wanted to do today was to do something extraordinary. And as you guys came in, you're kind of looking around, going, what is this and everything? And if you look around where the white bags are, that's what we packed the first hour already on our way to packing over 1,300 backpacks for kids as we just do what we're doing as Jesus' hands and feet. And so thanks for being part of it today. And we just wanted to talk just a minute and ask you this question. Do you ever feel just ordinary? Do you ever feel insignificant? Do you ever feel like God maybe can't use somebody like you? Maybe we fit in that boat. And today we want to tell you something better than that, is that God has made you for a purpose. In this series that we're calling Family Values, we are looking through the book of Ephesians. And there's a verse that just stands out that I want to point out to you. It's Ephesians 2:10. It's there on your outline. And it says this about you. It says, we are with his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Something we need to know as we look at our families, we look at ourselves, is that you were created by God. You are his workmanship. You are extraordinary because of that, not because of anything about yourself that you did, but about what God's already done in you. The psalmist wrote it this way in Psalm 139. He says this, for you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful of your works. My soul knows it very well. And I think that's something that is in our soul, is deep down in our soul, that God has made us for a purpose. We are here for a reason, and he has something for us to do in the world. There's something we were created for, because you are unique. You have a unique DNA. You have a unique retina that's different than everybody else's. You have distinct and unique fingerprints. And so you are just different. God has you here to do something that only you can do. And the thing that's amazing, we're meeting in a school that has several hundred kids that come here, and God made every one of them as well. And he has a purpose for every one of them as well. And it's something to do with their life, and they're coming here to be equipped for it. And these kids are hungry over the weekend, and we're going to just step into their lives just a little bit and just pray over them today and bless them through this food. But we want them to know, and you as know, to know as well, that you are extraordinary. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says you are his workmanship. And that word workmanship is a Greek word, one of my favorite words. It's the word poema. And it sounds just like it is. It's the word poem. It means masterpiece. Would you turn to the person next to you and say, you're a real masterpiece? Can you do that? Find somebody. There you go. Don't say you're a real piece of work. That's something else, okay? That's something entirely different. But you are a masterpiece, and I don't have a masterpiece in my house. I've been to museums, and what do you do with a masterpiece? You put it on the wall, and you step back and look at it and go, that's amazing. How did that happen? And here's what I think happens. I think God made you, and he made me, and he just stood back and goes, wow. Wow, look at you. And he put things into your life, your personality, your skills, your abilities, your passions, your desires, all those things together. And he says, now I want you to do something with it. And it says, you were created to do good works. It's not about serving ourselves. It's about serving Christ and his kingdom. And there is something he's called you to do that only you can do. And that's what you're here for today. Today we're going to work together and do something with these backpacks. But in your life, what has God called you to do? And let me remind you something. God doesn't make junk. God does not make junk. You have value because of it. In the film that I saw the other day called Landfill Harmonic, I don't know if you've seen this before or not, it's the story of a man named Flavio Chavez. And Flavio Chavez and a group of people live in a place called Tetera, Paraguay. And they live right on the midst of a landfill. And Flavio was the choir master at his church. And he heard about a program where they were bringing classical music to the outskirts, to places like Tetera. And he wanted to do that. The only problem was, is they had no money and they had no instruments, but what they had was a man in town named Caro, and Caro was a magician almost with trash. And he made them instruments. And these groups of young children have come in and learned how to play these instruments. They've traveled all over the world, And I want you just to hear what it sounds like with beautiful music on instruments made out of trash. Let's watch this for a second. I love that, and I love the idea that you can watch the whole thing, again, landfill harmonic. But the idea is that these pieces were all brought together from different parts of landfill. Everything came out of landfill. These children were all taught, and now they've traveled all over just performing for people and saying, this is what beautiful music can sound like. And I think that's what God wants to do with us. We come to him broken. We come to him maybe not sure what we're supposed to do. We're not sure what he's here, made us here for. And then he says, just get together. Work together, serve together, and it's like beautiful music, Christ. We are excited that you're here today. This is one of the things we want to do. We want to bless the people of this school. This was a dream of a young high school student several years ago named Mackenzie Poland, and he got this thing kicked off. He had a dream, and he started it off. We had like 50 kids, and now we are up to 150 that we are serving, and you are a big part of that. So what I'm going to do today, we're going to pray, we're going to have offering together, we're going to have communion together, and then we're going to worship God by serving. But I want you to take these ideas that God has you here for a purpose. And if you don't know what that is, just continue to pray. We're going to be working through this series and talking about this. Why are you here on this earth? Why did God create you? What has he put into your life that you can use to serve him? So let's pray together. Father God, as we gather together for this time, this time of worship with you, we ask you to continue to show us why are we here and what is our purpose and what have you made us for. Father God, you have placed into us so many wonderful things, our personalities, our skills, our abilities, and the most important thing is we want to surrender them to you. Today we're packing backpacks. Tomorrow it may be something totally different, but it's going to be as part of your kingdom, as part of your lordship in our life. And we pray this in the name of Jesus.